Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. It's 11 minutes after 5 a.m. And we're going to start things off with a fifth grade geography quiz. In 1492...
Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Yes, very good. All right, very good.
Okay.
Can you name the three ships that...
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
There was the Sangria, right?
Oh, no, not
there was
Sangria.
There was the Pinto. The Sangria.
It exploded halfway across the Atlantic.
The Pinto, and then what was the other one? The El Nino? Yeah. All right.
Is that what they taught down in Florida?
Well, yeah, that's the public education system down there.
Okay.
The Sangria, the Pinto, and the El Nino. Yeah, those were the three ships that Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Well, you know, the Santa Maria went aground. And he lost that one, and they all had to bail out. They got off of that boat. They got onto the other two.
Think of the facilities on those two boats overcrowded on the way back.
Have you ever seen replicas of these boats? These are not large boats that you would consider by today's standard.
No.
You know, I wouldn't consider going 3 or 4 or 5 miles out in anything large, anything smaller than like the Queen Elizabeth.
You probably volunteered for crow's nest duty because it was the only way you could get away from the smell of everybody else on the ship.
Wow, that's a good point. They didn't have nice shower facilities.
No.
The bathrooms weren't scrubbed daily and there wasn't nice clean. Yeah. Well, archaeologists believe that they have found the Santa Maria. According to this article, it says back in 1492, the largest of the three ship fleet, the Santa Maria, grounded and was left in the Caribbean. Now, 500 years later, they think they have found it off the coast of Haiti.
And yet we can't find the plane in the Indian Ocean that has been missing for months.
Yeah, good point.
Maybe they really found the Sangria and they just took the afternoon off.
Do we know, does the Santa Maria have any plunder or gold in its hold coming back from the...
Apparently, there are lots of blankets filled with smallpox.
Great. Yes, that, fabulous, which probably still survives.
At this point, the area where the archaeologist thinks the Santa Maria lies has been measured, photographed, and reviewed in reconnaissance dives. The information, according to the Independent publication, corresponds with details in Columbus's very own diary. And, of course, CNN will be covering it. Where is the Santa Maria? They'll be doing a 15-part series on that. I think this is fascinating, though. I know that Columbus has been vilified in recent history. There's a whole bunch of groups that every time we have Columbus Day get all up in arms. He didn't find America. And he hurt people.
Well, maybe not vilified as much as maybe we're not going to... cheer him from the rafters as we once did, because the history we were taught in grade school was a whitewash.
Well, I think the thing that we need to focus on is the sense of adventure, the sense of I am willing to risk life and limb to discover things that are yet to be discovered, to go out and expand my world.
Considering that many people thought that they were going to sail off the edge of the earth and that there'd be monsters there, you know?
Yeah, you know, I mean...
I don't have a problem with that. Obviously, Columbus and his men were pathfinders, but this idea that he discovered America and everything was, you know, the Native Americans welcome him with open arms. And they, welcome the Americans or the Native Americans with open arms. You know, that was a complete
whitewash. Hey, look, it's a Columbus.
Yeah.
Everything is fine. No.
Have some popcorn.
I think it is a very, very interesting part of history and one that we ought to. I celebrate the adventurousness of Columbus. I think it's a great part of world history.
Bridgeport, Connecticut had a big Italian community. They had a Columbus Day parade.
Well, of course.
Of course, Columbus never came anywhere close to Bridgeport, Connecticut, but that's the point.
Our morning guy, Johnny LaBarca, proud Italian. We would dress him up as Christopher Columbus.
And, of course, Christopher Columbus wasn't he Portuguese? Was he Italian?
No, Christopher Columbus was Italian.
We would have a pickup truck with cardboard cutouts of a ship that we attached to either side.
We'd
dress him up in the three-point captain's hat and the big brown robe and what have you.
Yeah, nothing celebrates Italian heritage like cardboard pasted to a pickup truck.
You betcha.
That is awesome. The only thing that could be better is if he were throwing out just strands of spaghetti to the audience. Little pasta for you, pasta for me, pasta. That would have been just...
We did have a PR picture of Johnny with a big mixing bowl with Italian sauce and spaghetti.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because, of course, that's what they served on the Santa Maria on the way over, right?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Prego.
The nice little
Prego.
Chianti. Yeah, okay.
Little, so, of course, with some fresh grated Parmesan.
Yeah.
All right, WSAU, they're into the history lesson. We got a ton of stuff.
That was
we
a great history lesson. Oh, kids, ignore everything we just told you, all right?
WSAU, we'll be right back.
If you're touring this summer, go down to Washington, D.C., because the George Washington Monument is back open and ready for business. And go down there. It's one of the great things in that city of Washington. But they you know, it was the earthquake that damaged the George Washington Monument. And they had to do some sandblasting, had to have the graffiti removed, and then they filled in the cracks with some kind of sealant. It's what they're doing right now for Hillary Clinton, getting her ready to...
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.